Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss what it means to be up the butt and around the corner, Rihanna being pregnant and not with an album, Twitter gays being mean to other Twitter gays, Katie's shroomy Vegas residency, and the J-Lows and J-Highs of Drag Race. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. We've recently updated it with all new levels and perks, so go check it out. If you're not on our Discord, by the way, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
What is up, my sweet little apricot?
Something was up and in moment.
It'd be like that sometimes, my dear.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
What'd I have for dinner?
I mean, what did you have for breakfast, I guess, maybe?
That's a better question. This morning, I got up at the ripe time of 6 a.m. and I took a car, my own car.
Oh, you had an onion bagel somewhere?
I stopped for a bagel before getting my oil change, and it had in the bagel
onions,
avocado. Hey, Willie, do you hear Willie tap dancing over here?
No, I really can't.
His nails are very...
You should get him one of those, like, where they just paw it. And...
High heels.
You should get him heels.
So it's more of like a clack, clack, clack.
Yeah.
Louboutin.
Yeah, a red.
No, I had a bagel with onions and tomatoes and avocado, and It was an everything bagel, and I had veggie cream cheese, and I got coffee. I was ready. I was 10 minutes early for my oil change. Everything was great.
I'm so very proud of you.
Yeah, is there a reason you have to ask?
I mean, I didn't know if you wanted me to share with the class or not.
Share with the class.
So, here I was on my FaceTime talking to Tyler, waiting a couple minutes before we hit record.
That's not at all.
Start the podcast episode, and we were just chatting a little bit, and then he pulled something out of his mouth/teeth, and it looked like a long piece of dental floss, so color me confused, because it was at least 3 inches.
Oh, well, who said dental floss has to be made of whatever? What is dental floss made of? Wax, I feel, right? Or something.
There's rope?
Something
going on. Cord?
Thread. It's thread with wax on it.
No.
What, thread with, like...
What is dental floss?
I don't know, but you know what? I use this new app called Done. Do you use it? Do you know it?
Called what?
Done. D-O-N-E.
No, never heard of it.
It's like a daily to-do list of things you want to make sure you do every day. And flossing is one of them. And it is so satisfying when I check anything off because it does this little, like, musical noise. And so if you have, like, one of my things is, like, do something three times a day. And so when you click it once, it goes doop. And when you click it twice, it goes doop. And when you click it three times, it goes doop. So if you do all three at once, it's like doop, doop, doop.
Is the three things you try to do a day jerk it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've always... well, that's more than three. Ten yanks for each yanda.
Does it... So is it like pre-populated, or do you go in like the night before and like put in the to-do list for tomorrow?
You can have your to-do list be daily. You can have things be... You can make it daily. You can make it every Monday. You can make certain things every whatever.
Yeah.
So you can like open it up and you're like, okay, here's my Tuesday stuff. And it could have things that are daily and things that are just Tuesdays.
Nice.
It's really... I would highly recommend it. It's very simple.
Yeah, I use one, but mine's called Streaks.
Mm. Well, I've had Streaks.
Was it a streak of onion in your teeth?
It was a peekaboo streak.
Oh, God. Not peekaboo streak again. So, yeah, mine's called Streaks, and you pre-populate everything, and then, yeah, you, like, check it off when you're done, and it tells you how many times you did it in the last 7 days, in the last 30 days, etc. And I had wanted to use it in 2021, and then I fell off the wagon, so I didn't, so I didn't make it happen. But then I went into 2022, and I was like, all right, we're going to make it happen. And so up until the weekend, I was at like 29 days in a row of doing all of my stuff. And then I didn't want to get in the habit of like having to feel like I have to do it every day. I wanted to find a nice balance where if like I want to not do one of the things during the week, I can. So I think it's still good for like helping build the behaviors, but also not becoming overwhelming, like running 600 days in a row. So I let some of my streaks go over the weekend after like 28 days in a row, but it was nice because this morning I was right back on my bullshit. I got up, I did push-ups, I went for my run, I meditated when I got home, and then I read a little bit, all before work and all before even recording this with you.
Look at you.
So now I to get through the rest of the day, I just have a couple other things to do and I'll check my Monday right off.
Brava.
Thank you. So anyways, Tyler had an onion stuck in his tooth.
My point is, who's to say it wasn't floss? Floss could be anything. Floss could be made of anything.
It said floss was a nylon rope or something. I opened the window while you were talking, and then I closed the window while you were talking.
But also, like, I'm the type of girl who, I like those, like, little, they're probably, now that I think about it out loud. And, yeah, I like the picks.
So, yeah, my...
Probably not good plastic-wise.
I went to the dentist.
I'm ready to get dragged.
I had my first dentist appointment of the year a couple weeks ago. I was with this new lady. She had a lot of... like, you know when the dentist talks to you, but, like, I've had dentists talk to me where they ask yes or no questions, which I still find annoying while their fingers are in my mouth. This bitch was asking... What was the hardest thing you did on The Amazing Race while her fingers were in my mouth?
Just tell her to chime in for the next cue and slate, and you can really fill her in then.
I was all, honey, rewatch my season. It's online streaming somewhere, I'm sure. And I was like, hit me up in 6 months when I'm back. I'll answer all your questions before your fingers are in my mouth.
Okay.
But anyway...
Well, I would like to know the answer. Hey, are we going back on the race? I saw you comment on somebody's casting thing. And some woman was casting for the show, and she's like, are you and a partner ready to race around the world? The world is ready.
Well, I've found that I'm ready. TikTok this year, I'm ready to leave comments. So I thought, I'm just going to start leaving comments. I'm going to be a comment writer. So... some teacher had a TikTok where he was playing Michelle Branch for his students, and he was trying to get them to like...
Oh, I saw that.
Wait, and so I commented because one of the kids in the background afterward yelled, how old are you? And I thought it was funny, and that's all I wrote. And every day I log into TikTok, and that damn comment's got another 20 likes on it.
Life's crazy these days.
My impact.
Corey, are we gonna go see Miss Katy Perry in Vegas, or what's going on?
So, baby, she just extended dates.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And Gaga just announced her
Enigma
Jazz
redo?
Is back in spring.
Oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
slow down. As a part of what I was gonna say, the girls can go and the girls can see what they want to see. But I was thinking, what an event, because I want to see a few things. You want to see maybe at least one thing. I guess you don't want to see jazz, but
And then I saw when Katie announced that she was extending dates. I saw that she's now playing my birthday weekend. And you know what they say, you only turn 37 once while watching Katy Perry flush a giant poop down the toilet in Vegas, baby.
Oh, the new Katy Perry song, though, Brava. Have we discussed that? Have we talked about that
yet? I like it.
I think it's wonderful. One of her best contributions.
I liked it. She played Saturday Night Live over the weekend. I didn't watch it because I don't like Saturday Night Live. But my roommate told me that she did a good version, a stripped down version of Never Really Over. But then I watched it a little bit and I thought, I don't want it.
Never Really Over, the old song?
Yeah, because you know on SNL they get to play like two songs.
Okay.
So I actually don't even know. I'm sure she played When I'm Gone. And then she did like a stripped version of Never Really Over. And I thought, I like Never Really Over, but I don't know if I need to hear the acoustic version. I'd rather hear it. The original.
Go off. I'm seeing that she was dressed. Is the theme of her era coming up right now, mushrooms?
I don't think she has an era coming. I think it's just...
Or the theme of the era she's in right now.
It's not an
SNL
era.
She was dressed as a mushroom.
Is this her Vegas era? I mean, you know Katie's always been camp. She's always worn like
I didn't
shit.
Say anything about whether it was camp or not. Mushrooms are neither inherently camp or not. I'm just saying.
You know she loves color. Mushrooms. She loves color. She loves fun. She loves
I didn't
weird.
Say mushrooms come in colors or not she's, in colors. I'm not saying anything about the quality of the aesthetic. I'm just asking, is her vibe mushrooms right now?
I think she has a lot of mushrooms present in her Vegas show, but I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
Okay, well, here she is on SNL dressed as a mushroom surrounded by mushrooms that are also penises.
Hell yeah.
And they all have fans, like clack fans that say eat me on them.
Hell yeah.
Psychedelic queen.
Somebody, I was going to say somebody, I don't know if it was a listener. Hello, if it was. Somebody all DM'd me trying to talk shit about her and saying that they were all
it was me.
They were all, how do you feel about Katie in Vegas? I think her show's a little childish for Vegas. I was like, what?
Then grow up and go see fucking
then go see Celine Dion. They let you sit the whole time. You stay.
With that said, I will say front row center when we saw Celine was Kevin McHale standing.
Yeah. I loved seeing Celine Dion, but like, if you don't want to get in the pit and try to love some, listen, Vegas shows in general are weird. We saw J-Lo in Vegas. I swear our group of six was the only six people in the whole place having fun. Everyone else was like sitting. It was all
do
like,
we want to call it having fun?
It was like parents like on work trips. And then same with Gaga. We saw Gaga in the pit and it was a lot of like dads standing like they didn't even want to
well
be
you know
there.
What Vegas
jump
is a
around.
Lot of yes it's everybody it's the worst of the country all in one place.
Get in the pit,
they can't help it,
try to love someone.
My point with the mushroom of it all, have you seen
Fungi? I was gonna ask, did you see the Fantastic Fungi documentary on Netflix?
It shut the fuck up, are you joking?
Incredible. Oh my God.
Are you joking me right now?
I watched it yesterday. You're going to love it. Let me tell you.
Are you joking? Because shut up, everyone. Everyone, Corey's being a fool because I have been up everyone's butthole and asshole about have you, I'm poking out of corners asking strangers, have you seen Fantastic? Me at my oil change this morning to the man asking.
You did not.
Did you catch the big game this weekend? I said, no, I watched a documentary about Fantastic Fungi, though.
Speaking of which, do you know? No, I haven't seen it. But like, do you?
What?
Do you think?
You know what? I was prepared for that because I haven't seen Scream 5 yet.
Oh, good. More importantly, do you think kids still say "up your butt" and "around the corner"?
I do. When somebody asks what I'm into on Grindr, I say I'm just trying to get up your butt and around the corner. Wait, we really did used to say that. What does it mean?
What is that? Why
up
would
your butt and around the corner?
Why was our generation
what does that mean?
All up your butt and around
some
the corner?
Some type of ovarian area.
Bitch, I wish my ass had a corner. I got no curves, no swerves.
I'm sorry. Do you?
It's just a straight line.
There's procedures for that, I think.
Up your butt.
You can add a corner to
it. Around.
Are you talking inside or outside? Inside and outside in his house with a blue little window. Oh, oh my God, is your butthole a blue little window?
It can be. You ever hear somebody?
You know what?
You ever hear somebody say that somebody's butt looked like two pigs fighting over an apple?
No, I've never heard that. Maybe inside and around the corner. Maybe
up your butt and around the corner.
I used to say all that in a bag of potato chips. I used to say
you would say potato.
All that in a bag of potato chips. Yeah, we would say that.
Ew.
I would also do the L on my forehead and
you
call people loser.
You still do the L on your forehead, but
I would
that's
do whatever, whatever, and then switch around the L's. You know what I'm saying,
you
ladies?
Still do the L on your forehead, but that's just to figure out which hand is left and which hand is right.
I do that, but not on my forehead. No, I do that anytime I'm feeling like a gleek. Don't they do that? And then they. I don't know really what they were. I feel like all their promo images had them with the L on them holding an L up on there.
Yeah.
And the L was in the Glee.
In the. And they would throw. Their, all their promos were just throwing slushies in people's faces. Where did they
I
always.
I think that was all the episodes too.
Where did they get slushies? Did your high school have slushies?
Well, we were, you know, on the corner that I worked at, the McDonald's corner, the Big B corner, the Arby's corner.
They had slushies.
It's an intersection. There's also on that corner a 7-Eleven. So you could go get a slushie.
Oh.
I once was asked by a child, will you buy me alcohol? And I said, they're not even going to believe me that I look old enough to buy alcohol, period.
Where?
Like, at that 7-Eleven.
Were you 21 years old?
I was 21.
Oh, good for you.
But I did not do it.
Good for you.
I did not do it. No, I didn't know these kids, and they could have been. It could have been a setup.
It could have been like a cop.
A child cop?
Yeah. Well, no. You know, like when they do To Catch a Predator, and the kids all like, hey, would you like some lemonade? I mean, they look 14, but it's really like
Jesus.
It's really like a 19-year-old undercover cop.
Trust no one.
You want some lemonade?
No, I did once ask a stranger to buy me cigarettes once.
And did they?
They did not.
Do you smoke?
In high school, we would like think we were cool with clove cigarettes.
Did you ever smoke candy cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. But, like, smoke is not the word. It's like puff. Puff. You would. It's like puffy, like sugary powder.
Hell yeah. And then it turned into gum.
So you didn't watch Fantastic Fungi?
Listen, you know, if we...
It's not just like a... Okay, go on.
I will say.
What?
In the grand scheme of life...
I'm not joking when I say it's going to blow your mind.
The average amount of time... that it takes you to watch
Tyler.
Something or play something that I recommend is probably around 2 years.
Okay.
So I think I got a little leeway. You told me yesterday and I didn't get to it, but I did pretty much finish my Animal Crossing Island. I got a couple beaches I need to figure out some stuff to do, but other than that, baby. Almost ready for you to come.
Well,
visit.
I'm ready to tour it soon. But I'm okay. Well, then I won't try to convince you of Fantastic Fungi. And
you convinced
whatever.
Me. To be fair, you convinced me yesterday when we did our Patreon live stream for the peeps.
Well, I told the Patreon people, the people that were at the live stream, that their homework for until next time is to see the documentary so that we can discuss it next time. Because, whew, and I saw that Lindsay did watch it. Lindsay was keeping me up to date with the watchings of it and approved of the recommendation. So there you have that. But it is not just about, like, psychedelics and shit. It is, like, it will blow your mind about humans' relationship to mushrooms. How mushrooms are
is
used
this like
by
a
plants.
Cremini?
I'm sorry, what now?
Cremini, Portabella.
No. Not like food wise. No. Hold on. My air conditioning just turned on.
You mean mother's? You mean nature's candy garden?
Kind of, a little bit. And they talk
about
how,
wait, but
like,
you don't think cremini come from the earth?
I don't know what cremini means. Cremini. What do you cremini?
Don't be such a cremini.
Cremuckus.
Wait,
what is a cremuckus?
I'm screenshotting this call because in the bottom left corner of the FaceTime, I can just see one of Willie's eyes.
That's crouton, how dare you? Well,
whatever one of them dogs it is. Look, he's got a little sneaky peek.
And he can see.
Oh, do you think he misses me? Do you think that's why he's creeping?
He got a bath yesterday, and I think he's been submissive ever since.
Oh, when he's clean, he likes to be submissive?
I think he understands my power when I strip him of his scent.
Oh.
That is what's going on. He becomes noticeably less, like, stubborn and, like, aggressive. He's very, like...
Does he like
well,
it?
This is the new me. No, he does not like it. He tried to rubs his face into the carpet all the time trying to get this.
No,
the stink.
I mean, do you think while he's, like, in the shower or bath?
I don't know. When I'm, like, hitting him with the shower head, like, the water, when the water is, like, coming down on him, it looks like he's a sad dog in the rain, and I think, you know what? You used to do this, so why not just enjoy it because it's warm right now? Just, like, act like you're your former self in the streets, and you're just a girl in the rain, but it's warm rain.
I hope I come back as a dog in the next one.
I think you can do that. I believe in soul contracts.
I want to come back as a cremini in the next one.
What are you cremini? What are you creminian on that about that? What are you?
What are you on?
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Did you watch Drag Race?
I did.
You don't want to talk about it? What about 5 whole minutes?
Sure. Are we ending with Drag Race?
It took 3 whole episodes for you to suspend your enjoyment of this season.
I mean, it just was not an exciting episode for me.
Oh, I agree.
And that's that on that. I still like the show. I still like the franchise. I still like the potential of the cast. But, like, I thought some of... I don't know. I just had some thoughts. You want to get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the theme is make them laugh. Make them laugh.
Under the big top.
And do they ever make me laugh? No.
My I actually liked that it felt like a new challenge as far as like making mega, whatever they were called, super cuts.
Like season previews for Drag Race. I thought that was fun. A fun new spin, yes.
My complaint isn't with the cast. It's with like how it was produced, though, because once we saw the supercuts, there were so many moments that we didn't see them film with like coaching from Michelle and Ross or Carson, whichever one of those two was there this week. But no, you get what I'm saying? Like there were some moments and maybe they wanted to surprise us and make us laugh when we saw it in the supercut. But some of those moments, I think I would have rather seen them like acting and trying out and getting coaching on versus the like two group scenes that they did show us them getting coaching on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I guess it's tough because I don't know what was, I don't know, like I said, if the point was to surprise us, because I guess some of those other moments were the good ones, like the Deja and Angeria scene up against the mirror when they were talking about when Deja was saying she's been a child for 2 years or whatever she was saying. Like, I loved that and I thought it was hilarious. So maybe it was right for them,
though,
for them to surprise us.
Do you know Bowmanizer?
Who?
This like social media star.
No,
he's very funny. He does TikToks. He does.
No, I don't. Blah, blah, blah.
He's wonderful. He's very charming and sweet. He does like these, Drag Race parody videos. And they are like filmed like perfectly.
What's the name?
I'll Bowmanizer.
Oh no.
I'm sure you would recognize him.
I was like, I watch another one of those that it sounds familiar, but it's a different person.
He's like doing these skits with his friends, but like all the people in the skits are actually funny and all the skits are actually funny and they're edited very well. So anyway, I saw him post that entire I've been 2 years old joke skit, that sequence of skit. You know what I'm talking about? Who did that on the show?
Deja and Angeria.
That all of that was like a TikTok he did a year ago, like the entire joke. And so I think I was ready to like it, but I immediately was like, wait a second. And then I remembered and saw, and then I saw that Bowmanizer did a whole post about it.
I wonder whose idea it was, because so many of them like brainstormed ideas.
I wouldn't completely put it on those two, right? That it was like, you know, but I mean, here's the thing. A lot of it comes down to editing, and a lot of it comes down to what they use of you in the sequence that they use it in. And yeah, you can give them range, but if it's not in the final product of the edit, is what it is. And
I don't, it's just interesting to me that I feel like I saw so much of the commentary saying that, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like in making that argument, you're saying that there were other people who were worse. And I think some of those.
I don't mean that. I just mean to say like the editors have found another challenge in which they can present to you who they are putting in the tops and bottoms this week based on the edit of a commercial that they edit and put together and give sound effects that make it's like when you're watching Drag Race and you can tell based on sound effects alone who they're trying to shape in which type of way throughout the episode. Does that make sense?
It does.
And they can do that with anyone.
It does, but I just feel like it takes some of the fun out of it to like, I've seen a lot of Twitter gays really taking the fun out of it this week.
Yeah, I think it's because there's a lot that I had to suspend my disbelief on this episode. Like the thought that the bottom two was the bottom two in the first place.
But that's what I'm saying. Who was worse to you? So it's like you're making the assumption that people who have been under edited so far were worse just because we don't know them very well is what my like read of it was from some of the tweets
that
I saw.
Who's the queen? Sorry, I'm still learning all of their names. Who's the queen who's like a model that wore J-Lo?
Oh, Carrie.
That's not helpful. Carrie. I thought she was actually pretty good. I thought she was fine.
There
were no negative moments of her performance.
Yeah, I mean, see, I I got it. Like, I didn't think it was anything fun or exciting, and they showed her like struggling with her lines and being in her head. Like, it made sense to me.
I will say, okay, so outside of the acting challenge and the like skits and whatever.
Yeah.
So we get to the runway and it's J-Lo themed. What would you have done?
I can see you in the green dress. What have I done?
Yeah, is there an iconic J-Lo look
that immediately comes to mind? Know iconic J-Lo looks? The most iconic J-Lo...
I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The most iconic J-Lo look is the one that Carrie wore. But even then...
Right, and so like the thought of like, ooh, a J-Lo runway, it's one thing. Remember when they did the Gaga runway and everyone knew every single look? That is a runway worth doing when you want to do a pop queen.
Well, honey, they had to promote J-Lo's new Valentine's Day movie.
I saw. She couldn't even be there in person to judge.
No, maybe she had COVID. I don't know.
I'm a J-Lo neutralist. If anything, I lean fan. So, like, I'm okay with her. But, like, I'm like, she... I guess it, maybe because it wasn't, like, the premiere or something. I don't know. I just kind of found the idea, the concept for it to be a little bit like, okay, sure. I guess there has to be a theme every week.
Yeah, there really does.
I think I just have a negative taste in my mouth with it because now this is said with, I think she killed the look. I think she looked incredible in the look. Carrie?
Yeah.
Why are we praising you had access to the look?
Honey, that's what I'm saying.
In Untucked, she goes, I'm the only queen that actually had that, outfit.
Right.
I'm like, okay, cool. That means nothing you have connections.
Exactly. And I think that's, again, I saw people like furious that she was in the bottom. And I'm like, I got it. I was like, it wasn't even like a drag interpretation of a J-Lo outfit. It was just the J-Lo outfit.
And that's what
outfit.
I'm saying. I feel like she is a better contestant for America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
So far from what I've seen, I have not seen... I guess levels of drag as opposed to like she is stunning, and I thought what's her face,
Michelle, said it exactly.
Michelle did an incredible critique that like, yes, we all agree you're stunning, you don't have to keep trying to prove it to us.
But it was funny because even when Michelle said it, she was like, I get it, you want to be pretty. And she was like, Carrie was like, yes, you get it. And it was like, no, honey, she's about to tell you, you need to be more than just that. So like the fact that she didn't even click in that moment right at first, I don't know.
To me, it's like she's very much, she has all the ingredients, she just doesn't know how to cook them yet. I think she's a great candidate for All Stars if she were to realize the potential she could have if she allowed herself to be dumb and stupid and ugly.
That's what the judges were saying.
So
I don't know. Listen, I'm excited to see more from her, especially if like she's gonna take the note and move forward. I was very underwhelmed by the lip sync as a whole because she clearly didn't want to. Do I think she can perform in lip sync? Absolutely. She clearly didn't want to ruin this dress that she has on loan.
Oh.
And so she walked around and like...
Wait, you think that was why?
Yes. She said when they like the cut to confessional before she was about to start lip sync, she's like, how am I going to not ruin this dress? Or like, how am I going to lip sync in this dress? That's verbatim. She's like, she was doing what she could to not ruin a dress that she had on loan.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I have a quick question before I forget. This is completely unrelated. We're going to go back to Drag Race in half a second. The utensil you used to color with in elementary school.
We say crayon from Michigan. C-R-A-N, crayon.
Yeah. I got a lot of grief on the internet.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about crayons and literally the entire chat on Twitch was like, well, I guess we all hate you now for that.
Well, that's how we say it from there. We don't say crayon. We say crayon.
Anyway. Back to what's important.
I know how it's spelled. I know how other people say it, but I say crayon.
I know. I was like, wait, let me ask Corey about this because he's going to understand.
I support you.
Hey, can I say something that's bonkers?
Yeah.
Maddie looked incredible and maybe deserved to be in the top. There we have it. There I said it. she was a skit team leader or whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone agreed that their skit was great.
Yes.
And she looked incredible.
See, that's
and how are they about to be like? You couldn't see any of her outfit or any of her skin. Like she, or wait, maybe I saw like a what's it called? What's that after show?
I couldn't tell you. Untucked.
No. Like Monet and
sure. Pit Stop I know they all have it, but I've never watched any of them.
So either it was on that or maybe it was in the critiques or something. I don't know what or where, maybe an Untucked. I feel like I consume so much Drag Race content that I don't even know. But somebody was talking about like, oh, like didn't show any skin. I'm like, well, that was the look. And like a lot of queens don't show any skin. Yeah. Like you don't gotta be all.
See, like, no, that's exactly what I was saying earlier. It's like the comments that I saw on Twitter were a lot of like, there's no way those three were the bottom three. And then when I was like looking to see who they thought, it's like they were suggesting people like Orion and Maddie based like on looks and just based on like
Orion's look was fine.
And I loved it. And they were like based on like the fact that they've been, I would say, more under edited than some of the other people. And I'm like, you're just judging it on the fact that we haven't seen much of them in three episodes as is, where those other three, I mean, I don't think Alyssa's really had, other than her first episode, like a big, robust edit the last two episodes either. But I was like, you're just basing it on like...
this episode she did? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, well, she's going home because she was invisible last week.
I did feel for her because you know what?
Oh my God.
How are people about to be like, you talk too much for reality while you're on a reality TV show? Maybe some of y'all are just not talking enough.
Are you talking about Jasmine or Alyssa?
Oh, I'm talking about Jasmine. Who's Alyssa? Oh, Alyssa Hunter.
The one who went home.
Oh yeah. I could feel from the entire episode's energy she was leaving that episode.
It's funny. I felt like in her confessionals, the whole episode, you could tell that they were being filmed after she was eliminated. And then her face on the runway was like heartbreaking to me because you could tell how badly she wanted to be there. Anyway.
Yeah. And I thought her J-Lo look, the suit, it's not for me.
I hated
but
it.
I think it was done well and it looked nice.
It looked drag. It was not the look for me.
I am never into a fedora on the runway.
No.
To me, that is a bigger crime than flip-flops.
If you want to talk about Jasmine and Cornbread, what I'll say is you knew after
Cornbread kind of came across mean.
Honey, thank God you're agreeing with me. I was going to say, y'all know I said after the first episode that I was like excited and like wanted to see more from Jasmine. She's definitely been like, as she's been talking and making everything about her, what she has, and like all of the scenes with her, all of the untucks, all of the moments after like she doesn't win something, like definitely grating on me as a viewer too. Like I'm enjoying her less than I thought I was going to. With that being said, I'm glad Cornbread like spoke up in front of the group. Like you clearly had your moment. You clearly got to put her in her place. But then to keep doing it when they were doing the group situation was a little much for me.
It was. Yes, I 100% agree. Like I thought Cornbread perfectly articulated, like when you're speaking, you're not listening. Whatever that, like that moment was like appropriate. And it felt like the entire room appreciated that somebody said something because it's an opportunity for everyone to grow a little. But after that, it's like, okay, well, she's allowed to talk.
It's up to her.
Yeah. And she's allowed to, like, when Cornbread was like, oh, I'm just, I didn't think I should be in the bottom. And then she asks, well, who do you think should have been in the bottom? Like, it wasn't connected to the previous conversation.
No, I know.
She's allowed to ask you a question that's provocative in Untucked. Like, hi, we're in Untucked. Hi, we're in reality TV.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I hated when they were in the group situation. And then I felt like she was, and even from her confessionals after the fact, you could tell that she was trying to think about it, at least articulating that she's trying to be better. And she chose that group because she wanted to prove that she can take a note and change her attitude or whatever. But then for Cornbread to be like, why are you writing? Why aren't you writing? Why aren't you taking notes? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was all
like,
too much.
I was like, oh, honey, let
some
it
people,
go.
some people need to write it down.
I was like, honey, quit policing her. Just let her be.
I don't know.
I was like, yeah.
I can definitely tell Cornbread just hates her.
Yeah,
so like that's what it came across as. It was less about like, let me try to help you like make friends here.
Right. It was more like being mean to be mean because you don't like her.
Yeah,
I don't know.
With all that said, I still like Cornbread.
Yeah, I can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what all I was going to say was I was actually, I hate saying I was excited about the final or the bottom three. I did not expect any of those three to be in the bottom three at that point. So when it was those three, I was like, oh, damn, maybe my perception of who's going to do well this season is actually off a little bit. So that was exciting to me because I'm like, oh, cool. Maybe some of these other people who have been under edited so far might win me over or show a big personality or be someone I end up falling in love with later in the season. So I enjoyed the episode. I didn't enjoy the lip sync. I think they should have both went home. But I guess they live to see another slay. And
yeah,
it's just chocolate.
This is a couple, if not three. I'm trying to remember the previous lip syncs. But like now we're at two lip syncs in a row where I think both people should go home.
I know.
Not a good sign.
Yeah.
No, I mean, solely based on like the performance in the lip sync.
The fake out.
The last thing
two.
I got to say about what's her face? Carrie Colby, not. I'm sorry. If your priority is the dress that you borrowed over winning a lip sync, then I don't think you should be here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think J-Lo would give you permission to dance. And that's where I stand.
Well, J-Lo, which I think she did. I think when she zoomed in for the pep talk in the workroom, I think she said, you have permission to dance.
Did she say that?
She said.
I think she said, let's get loud.
She said, let's get loud. Listen, here's what I'll say. Last thing. Play by J-Lo is literally my favorite J-Lo song. So
how does it go?
So
play my favorite song.
So for that... Okay, maybe not my favorite, but it's like in my top three for sure. For it to be that lackluster when it's an upbeat song like that, where I walked away being like, well, I would have been fine if it was a double elimination, just makes me sad because I love the song so much. I wanted more, and I believe that they could both give more. I think that's why I was the most mad. And like maybe
Lonnie
Alyssa,
Love.
Yeah.
I just also wanted to say, Lonnie Love, the critique she gave to Cornbread, I very much appreciated that.
Absolutely.
I thought that was a top tier critique that came from somebody who could speak from experience to somebody who needed to hear it from somebody who could speak from experience. And like that, I think there's a lot of guest judges that have nothing to offer. Lonnie Love, I appreciate every single time she's a guest judge.
And I think she was spot on. I mean, the skit was to like be over exaggerated personalities of yourself, and exactly what some of the other contestants said. Like Cornbread played herself through and through in that moment. So I don't know. I don't know. That's it.
I liked Willow Pill's outfit.
Oh, I loved it.
And I liked her performance.
I loved it.
And I think she's going to win the whole thing.
To be fair, I was out at a bar when Drag Race was airing, and I was mad that I wasn't home watching it stoned. But anyways, I was stoned at the bar, and all I saw at first was the runway and then the elimination. Then I went home and watched the full episode. Anyway, when Angeria walked out in that outfit, my jaw was on the floor. I thought she looked incredible. I was so excited to go home and see what she did. And then to find out she had done well in the challenge too, I was loving.
She's the first queen of the season to get two wins, correct? I do believe. And so, obvious front runner, but like she has star power, star quality. I have yet to see something where I'm like, oh, she's not going to be a
finalist. And she's just humble about it. And I just love that. Anyway.
Sorry, you went in and out. What'd you say?
I said she was just humble about it, and I love that.
Yeah. She's lovable. She's easy to root for.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, I think we're out of time, but I do feel like it's our obligation to bring up this pop culture announcement emergency.
You saw Twitter in the bathroom, gay?
No, but oh my God, I did want to bring that up to you. No, I was going to say Rihanna's pregnant.
I saw.
I think good for her, I guess.
The best commentary on that I saw, and it wasn't even specifically about her being pregnant. Last night on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, I'll tell you real quick, one woman was ranting about another woman and she forgot she had her mic on. She was like in a bedroom with the door closed by herself going off about this other woman.
What's it called? That one show where he was like, I killed them.
Hot mic?
I killed them.
Oh, yeah.
I killed them.
Yes. It was
you know
very,
what I'm talking about?
Yes, it was very the jinx.
And the jinx.
So Monsoon. Wait, and then she's like changing out of her dress and into like jeans and a t-shirt, and then she must realize that she has the mic on, and opens the door, and the cameraman's filming the door.
No.
And she throws the mic to him. It's like the little mic packs we had on The Race. And she throws it to him and says, here, you can have your mic back. Anyway, I saw a meme today that said it was her saying, here, you can have your mic back. And it was like Rihanna to her record label. And I laughed. I thought it was funny.
That is funny. That's very topical. Very.
Yeah, I thought.
Intersection of two moments.
There was very. Yes. The peak of last night's pop culture moments with this morning's. What a day.
Good for Rihanna. I don't think I hope nobody is like, oh, we're never getting an album then. I'm kind of like, she will. People release music when they want to do it. If she wants to do it, she'll do it.
She doesn't. Like, she wants to release a men's lingerie line. And
good for her.
And
Troy is one of the models. Did you see?
I don't.
Not me. Oh my God.
I don't think I saw it.
So I saw that because I follow Fenty or whatever, Savage Fenty on Instagram. And I saw that Troy was one, and so I clicked it, and in the bio, it's like...
What?
It's like, Troy won a Teen Choice Award with Tyler Oakley, in the bio, in the caption, on Savage Fenty.
No.
Yes!
No.
What a Teen Choice Award. No, was like, no, no. Why? So stay on topic.
No, it didn't. Are you serious? I'm going there.
I'm not joking, bitch.
I'm going there.
I was like, no.
Is there a men's Savage Fenty line?
I don't know. And then the other thing we were going to bring up that you just brought up.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted. Okay, so a person, a gay, tweeted, quote, saw a popular Twitter gay out last night in the bathroom, and I said, oh, I know you. Hey, waving emoji. And he said, yeah, love, everyone knows me, and then shut the cubicle door. It doesn't cost anything to not be an arsehole, just saying, nail painting emoji. And he's the main character of Twitter today because everyone's quote tweeting him and being like, stop being weird and harassing people at the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know what? Two things can be true. Everyone should learn boundaries, which I think everyone has in the quote tweets has a lot of nerve acting like they know boundaries because Lord knows they don't and they would.
Absolutely.
And number two, I think the person who shut the door and said everyone knows me, if anybody said that to me, I would tweet something about how ridiculous that was. Because like, who the fuck acts like that? Like, what Twitter gay? Like, I mean, I'm sure many Twitter gays would act like that.
But also tag the person.
This is fucking Real Housewives culture.
It what?
People acting like they're that bitch.
Tag somebody. Bitch, tag them and drag them. Let's hear their side story. No, my only commentary was once at the San Francisco airport, I was in the bathroom and someone asked to take a photo with me because they recognized me from The Amazing Race in the bathroom at the San Francisco airport.
Yeah, I believe that.
And I did.
People don't have boundaries.
And I did. I took a picture in the bathroom.
And you don't have boundaries.
I said yes because I'm a nice person.
Nice performative.
I was mortified and I hated it and I didn't enjoy one second of it.
Yeah, I agree with everyone that's saying learn boundaries. But I'm also agreeing with this person who's like the main character and everyone's like dragging him. I do think there is a discussion that needs to be had about people who have... I don't think he was owed anything. Like, you don't owe this person who asks you, like, I know you from the internet. You don't owe that person a conversation. But, like, you also don't have to be a snot.
if somebody came up to me in the bathroom that I didn't know and said, I know you, I don't know how I'd react. I'd probably say, cool.
I think I would. I think I would say, that's possible. Have a great night. Like, I think I would be nice. Cool, I think it would be kind.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't say everybody does.
I wouldn't say, oh, everyone knows me, and then shut the cubicle door. Also, are those called cubicles?
Person's British. Stall. I think the person who started the tweet is British, which is why they said...
Well, they also said arsehole.
I was going to say, is why they said cubicle and arsehole. We call it a stall and a butthole.
And we call it a...
up the button around the corner.
Thank you. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in the cubicle being an arsehole. You can find me in the cubicle being an arsehole up the button around the corner.
Nice.
What about you, Pig?
You can find me playing my favorite song.
Yes, play it all night long.
Yeah, just turn it
in. At the one point, she's all, DJ, play my mother effing song.
Does she say fucking or effing?
I think it bleeps her.
She's crazy. She's nuts. She's wild.
Okay,
everyone go watch Fantastic Fungi. We'll report on it next week.
Perfect. Love, okay, bye. Love you later. Bye.